Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Tes Vav. We left off on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Avel Aser, Aser Bitzisparis, two lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also by Mayor Neiman Lezecher Nishmas, his mother Vita Bas Yaakov, whose yard site is today, and Lezecher Nishmas, his grandmother Gittel Bas Rav Meir, whose yard site is tomorrow, the Neshamos Shavan Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf really only has one topic, but it's also like 1,000 topics, and that is that we're going to go through all of the Nihuge Avelos, all of the Dinim of Avelos, and we're going to discuss what the source is that an Avel has all of those Nihuge Avelos, and then we're going to ask about a Mitzora and a Menuda, whether they also have to observe all of those laws of Avelos. So we're just going to go through one by one about getting haircuts and laundering your clothing and learning Torah and all of the different things that an Avel is Nohig, so we're going to discuss whether those Nihuge Avelos apply as well to a Mitzora and to a Menuda. So we're going to start with Tisporas, and that's where we are on the bottom of the page on Daf Yodalet Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Avel Aser B'Tisporas. An Avel is not allowed to get a haircut. How do I know this? From the fact that Hashem says to the Bnei Aaron, after Nadav and Avihu died, Rashechem Al Tifru, that you're not allowed to grow out your hair. Sounds like everybody else is not allowed to get a haircut if they were in that same position, if they were Avelim. So because other Avelim are also B'tisparas, that's why there needed to be a specific heter for Bnei Aaron, because everybody else was, anybody else in that position would not be allowed to get a haircut. Now there is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Chi of Avelos in general is Min HaTorah or Midrabanan. The Shita of the Rif in the name of Miktsas Rabbeinu is that Avelos Kol Shiva is Min HaTorah. However, the Rif himself and the Rambam in the first part of Hilchos Avel, Halacha Aleph, holds that only the Avelus Yom Rishon is Min HaTorah. All the other days are Midrabanan, whereas Rabbeinu Yonah, Mesechas Brachos, holds that all of Avelus is Midrabanan, and that's the Shita of the Rush in the name of the Ri as well. So if you hold that there's no Avelus Min HaTorah, you have to say that all of the Drushos that we're going to quote in today's Daf, including this one, about Minhage Avelus, are all in Asmachta Bialma, that none of them are a Drasha Gemur, and that's what the Ritva points out. Whereas if you hold that only Yom Rishon is Min HaTorah, but all the Minhage Avelus that we're going to quote might be Min HaTorah, but only on Yom Rishon and not throughout the rest of the days of Shiva. So anyway, we start with getting a haircut, and it seems to be a pasuk in the Torah that because the Bnei Aaron needed a special heter to get a haircut, it must be that the assumption is that an Avel is not allowed to get a haircut. Menuda Mitzorot and Mahein B'Tisporas. What about a Menuda and a Mitzora? Are they allowed to get a haircut? So Tashema, Menuda Mitzorot and Asorah and Lesaper, Lechabes, we have a Brisa that says Beferush, that they're not allowed to get a haircut and they're also not allowed to launder the clothing. Menuda Shemes, based in Soklin Asorono. The Brisa continues that if a person dies while he's in Nidoy, while he was put in this form of Cherim called the Nidoy, and he never asked Mechila from the Chachamim to be Matir the Nidoy, so he dies in this state. So based in the Soklin Asarono, they put an Evan on his Aron in order to be Mevazahim, because he was Mezalzel in the Nidoy of the Chachamim, and a person who lives a life like that where he's Mezalzel in the Nidoy of the Chachamim, we don't give him Kavod La'achar Misa. So he gets Kvura, but you don't have to give him this great sense of Kavod La'achar Misa. Sometimes people are confused about this. They assume that if a person does terrible things in his lifetime, okay, but when he's dead, and say you should give him all the Kavod in the world after he dies. No, you don't give the person all the Kavod in the world after he dies. They based in Sokhna Sarono when a person is benidoy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo she'amidu alav galavanim kigalo shalacha. Not that they make a whole pile of stones on top of his kever like they did on the by Achan after the cherim that Yoshua made against Yericho, that he broke the cherim, so against taking the spoils of Yericho, and he broke the cherim, so he died beniduyo. Ela bezin shochlan manichin even gedola al arono. They take one big stone and they put it on the aron lamelcho shekol misad the mes beniduyo bezin sokla sarono, to teach that lesson that someone who dies beniduyo, that bezin is sokla sarono, that they stone, so to speak, his aron. Avel chayv bativis harosh. The next niyug avelus is that an avel has to wrap his head in a turban or something. He has to wrap his head in a cloth. How do I know this? From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel after his wife is going to die b'mageifa not to be knowing minhagei avelus, and included in his instructions not to be knowing all the minhagei avelus, he tells him below sata al safam, don't do ativas harosh mechlal dukuliyam lemechayvi. Implication is that everybody else in that same position would be chayiv in ativas harosh. That's the derech avelim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Yecheskel that yes, that's what other avelim do, but that's not what you do. With a Ramban in the Sasagus to the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh Beis writes that we know the klal, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kavdal tells us a navi rashoy lechadesh dover, that a navi is not allowed to make a new din. So when Chazal learned the halachos from Divrei Neviim, so if it's a lashon of the navi b'derech maisa v'lo b'derech tzivoy, usually it's just telling us what happened, and it's not a mitzvah that the navi is instituting. But the din that we learn is only a din midrabanan and not min haTorah. And if the navi's lashon is b'derech tzivoy, then even though it's something that's already said in the Torah, is either it's something that's already said in the Torah, or the navi is coming to be mevaer the din in the Torah, or that's a din that they were mekabel alach l'moshe misinai, and we just never had a pasuk to attach it to until the navi, until we had the pesukim in the navi. But these dinim predate the Navi. So it can't be that we're learning a din d'oraisa from the Navi. There's no din d'oraisa you can learn from the Navi. It's that the din d'oraisa must have already existed, and then the Navi... puts a pasuk to it. Menuda ma'u b'ativas harosh. Okay, now I know an avel has to do ativas harosh. What about a menuda? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashmal will bring a raya to answer based on a brisa, because the Mishnah Maseches Tainis tells us that if it didn't rain, the whole tzibur has to fast 13 tainios, and we said in the brisa over there in Daf Yadalid that if the tzibur fasts and they're still not answered, so then the chaverim, the talmidei chachamim, don't have sheila shalom b'neim, and we say v'hein misatfid v'yoshvin k'menudim k'avelim, that they should sit there with Atifas Harosh like Menudim and like Avelim until they get Rachmanus Min HaShemayim. That's not a Raya. Maybe that's a different case. That's where we're Menuda L'Shemayim. Hashem has made it stop raining. It's not Stam that there's a Menuda, that there's a Nidui against us. A Nidui Min HaShemayim, it's an entirely different different type of Nidui. So that therefore we're not Poshet the Suffolk. The next line, the Gemara already moves on to Mitzora. So if we're not poshet the suffix, and I don't know whether a Menuda requires Atifas HaRosh or not, so what does that tell us? La Halacha. So Rabbeinu Chananel writes that we're Mekel, that since we don't know, we could be Mekel, the Menuda is not Chayiv in Atifas HaRosh, and that's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh as well. However, Rav Haigon says that a Menuda is Chayiv in Atifas HaRosh because Abaye is only a Dechia Ba'alma to Rav Yosef's Raya. I mean, Rav Yosef brought a Raya, and Abaye says, Dil, maybe Menuda L'Shemayim Shiny, but it sounds like the Raya is stronger than the Dechia, and therefore we go with the original Raya, and we don't treat it as a regular Safik Rabban Lekula. Mitzara Ma'u B'Ativas HaRosh. What's the din about a Mitzara? Does he have to do Ativas HaRosh? So Tashma says the Gemara, the Torah tells us, by Dinei HaMitzara, Val Sofam Yate, Mechlal Shechayiv B'Ativas HaRosh, Shema Mina. So you see that a Mitzara is Chayiv in Ativas HaRosh, and therefore that's in fact a good Raya. The Gemara doesn't have a Safik whether Mitzora, the Rashi points out, the Gemara doesn't really have a suffix whether Mitzora is Chayiv in Ativas HaRosh, because how do we bring the Raya? It's a pasuk in Chumash, Val Safa Miata. So what do you mean? You have a suffix whether it's true? It's a straight pasuk in Chumash. But just to keep it consistent, that this is the model of the entire daf, is that we bring a halacha by an avil, and then we ask, what about by a menuda? And what about by a Mitzora? So we're keeping it consistent by posing it as if it were a question whether a Mitzora is Chayiv in Ativas HaRosh. But Ferish and a pasuk, of course, we knew all along that a mitzvah is chayiv b'atifas harosh. So avil asul aniach tefillin. Next halacha, an avil is not allowed to put on tefillin. How do I know that? Midkamer l'rachmani l'cheskel, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel not to be knowing avelus on his wife's death, he says pe'ercha chavosh alecha, that you should put on your tefillin. Tefillin are called the pe'er. Mechlal dekulei alma aser. So it sounds like everybody else is not allowed to put on tefillin. Be a me'avilusam. So it sounds like all other avelim are aser with tefillin. That's why the Torah had to tell tell Yechezkel. That's why Hashem had to tell Yechezkel that he taka should put on tefillin because normally the halacha would be that an avel does not put on tefillin. Tosfos HaRosh raises the question: why do I need to learn that an avel is also laniach tefillin from Yechezkel, from the fact that Yechezkel was supposed to put on tefillin? We can learn it from what the Gemara says: brachos tafir aleph, that an avel is chayv b'kol mitzvos amurus b'torah chutz min atfillin shenemar ben pe'er, that ain pe'er b'makom efer, that it's just inappropriate that you can have tefillin. It's called a pe'er, it's an adornment, it's something that beautifies, it's something that brings glory, and an avel should not be in such a state. So that's the kasha Tosos asks: why do I need the Yechezkel? So Tosos suggests that over there the Gemara does not mean to darshan that pe'er, that in pe'er b'makom efer, other than what the pasuk is saying about Yechezkel, that he should put on tefillin, like the Gemara says over here, because it says pe'er by Yechezkel, and because in pe'er b'makom efer alone, that would not have been enough to be mafkia the mitzvah of tefillin. It's just the Gemara's way of alluding to this halacha that we learn from the Navi Yechezkel that you're pater. When it says the reason is pe'er tachas efer, that's because it's coming to tell me that an avel is chayiv in kol mitzvah satorah. So that's what the Gemara brings the reason that we shouldn't learn a patur from kol mitzvos from tefillin, because it's dafka by tefillin that there's a particular svara to be matir and not to pater him from the mitzvah. So that's not the source. It's a svara why it's only tefillin and not every other mitzvah. But the source is Yechezkel. The Ritva raises the question that if we learn the Yisra of tefillin from the pasuk of Yechezkel, so it should be also laniach tefillin throughout the full Shiva, and the Gemara is going to tell us later on Daf Chaf Aleph that a novel is also laniach tefillin only on Yom Rishon, only on the first day of Avelus, right? There's a question in the poskim: is it only the Yom Rishon when it's also the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura are the same day? What if the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura are different days? So there's a discussion in poskim: maybe on the Yom HaKvura he's taka chayiv to put on tefillin. We poskim not that he's not chayiv, but it's a machlokas whether an avel on the Yom Risha, on the Yom Kvura, that's not the Yom HaMisa, is chayiv. It's certainly not for all Shiva. So the Ritva says that it's not mistaver to take away Ol Malchus Shemayim from him for 7 days of Avelus. When an avel is nesa b'talmud Torah for Kol Shiva Simei Avelus, that's because Bikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. But over here, when it comes to tefillin, it's not mistaver to take away that sign of the connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the Shiva, and therefore an avel is only yasur b'tefillin on day one. Menuda ma'u b'tefillin. What about a menuda? Does a menuda put on tefillin? So take who the Gemara says, we leave this question unresolved. Most poskim assume the Shach writes in Yardei Simshin Lamedalid. Most poskim assume that a menuda is in fact chayiv in tefillin. Mitzara ma'u b'tefillin. What about a mitzara? Does he put on tefillin? So Tashima, the Gemara says, bring a raya. Pasuk in when it talks about a mitzara, it says v'hatzarua l'rabbos kohen gadol. That's an extra word in the pasuk to tell me that a Kohen Gadol also observes dinim of tzaras if he becomes a mitzora. And when it says begadav yu furumim shi mekorayim, that tells me that a mitzora tears his begadim. V'rosho yeh farua ein priya el gidol seir. When it says rosho yeh farua, that tells me that a mitzora has to grow out his hair, meaning that he's not allowed to get a haircut. Diver Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva omer nemer havaya berosh. It says rosho yeh yeh parua, yeh is the lashon of havaya, v'nemer havaya bebeged. And it says beged ye you ferumim. So we make a gzeira shava. Ma havaya amura bebeged dovashay chutz migufo. Just like when it says that by a beged, a beged by definition is something that's not part of one's body. So too, when we're saying that rosh yia perua, it must not only be referring to the hair. The hair is part of his body. It must be referring to something that's chutz migufo. So what's chutz migufo? My love, that's tefillin. Isn't it talking about tefillin that his head should be uncovered? It should not have tefillin on it. He shouldn't be wearing tefillin. So you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, a mitzvah is taka Aser to wear tefillin. Samra papa lo akumsa v'sudra. No, it doesn't tell you about tefillin. Maybe it's talking about something else that's michutz l'gufo on his head. It's talking about wearing a fancy hat, that a mitzora shouldn't be wearing any sort of fancy hat. Next niyugav avelus avel aser b'sheila shalom. An avel is aser in sheila shalom. The kamele rachmani l'cheskel, because after the Yechezkel's wife died, and Hashem tells him not to observe avelus, but he tells him hanik dom. As far as one matter, you should observe avelus, that you should be silent, you shouldn't be shoel b'shalom acherim. So if Yecheskel, who's not supposed to observe the full dini avelos, and he's still asur b'sheila shalom, so kal v'chomer, everybody else who has to observe all of the dini avelos, should for sure be asur b'sheila shalom. Okay, but menuda ma'u b'sheila shalom. What about a menuda? Does he do sheila shalom? Some Rav Yosef Tashma will bring a raya that the brisa that we quoted before said that if the 13th fast where it didn't rain go by, so there goes there that there were goes on the tzibur and they're not answered, so they're yoshvim ka'avelim k'menudim. So it sounds like everyone has a din of a menuda, and it says that they're memait b'masu matan, and it says ubisheila shalom shvinam lechaveru k'bnei adam anazufin lemakom, that when they're observing these dinim of nidui, because it still hasn't rained, they don't do sheila shalom. So you see that a menuda is also b'sheila Shalom. Some of the Abayi Dilma Menuda L'Shamayim Shiny D'Chamur. No, that's not a Raya. That's a Nidu L'Shamayim. So maybe that's more Chamur, because when it doesn't rain, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting us in Nidui. But maybe when there's a Nidui from a Chacham or from a community or something, then it would be Mutar B'Sheil L'Shalom. Maybe it's not nearly as severe. The Shach writes in Yardesh Mishil Medalid that since the Gemara leaves it as a Safik, we could be Mekel, and a Menuda is Mutar B'Sheil Shalom. So that's what we pass. Mitzora ma'u b'sheila shalom. What about a mitzora? Does he do sheila shalom? So Tasha Maligmar brings a raya from a brisa. It says by a mitzora val safam yata, sheusif sosav medubako zubazu, that his lips should be attached to each other, she kemenudu kavel, v'asav b'sheila shalom, that like a menuda, like an avel, he's not allowed to do sheila shalom. So shema mina, that's a raya that a mitzora is asav b'sheila shalom. So ask the Gemara, well, previously we weren't sure whether a menuda is asav b'sheila shalom. So now we just quoted a brisa that says shiyehei kimenuda uka avel v'aser b'sheila shalom. So it said beferish that menuda is aser b'sheila shalom. How come we weren't sure before? So nifsho minal l'menuda. Why don't we use this brisa to teach us that a menuda is aser b'sheila shalom? Amar Ravacha bar Pinchas m'shvei Rav Yosef mikatani sha'aser. Does it say that sheyeh kimenuda uka avel she'aser b'sheila shalom? That he's like a menuda, the mitzvah is like a menuda in that a menuda is aser b'sheila shalom? No, sheyeh kimenuda uka avel katani b'mili achronasa v'aser nami b'sheila shalom. What it's telling me about a mitzvah is that a mitzvah should be like a menuda, like an avel, with other matters, with other halachos, not related to sheila shalom. And by the way, also v'aser b'sheila shalom, that a mitzvah also has an issur of sheila shalom, but not that a menuda has an issur of sheila shalom. So we still don't have any raya necessarily that a menuda has a din an issur of sheila shalom. Avel aser b'divrei Torah. How do I know an avel can't learn Torah? Midkam rachmani l'cheskel, because the pasuk says Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel dom. He says hanek dom, that you should be silent. So to be silent means to be silent from divrei Torah during the avelus for his wife. So if Yecheskel, who doesn't have to observe all of the dinim of avelus, is still not allowed to learn Torah, kol shekein, all the other avelim, every other avel who does have to observe all the dinim of avelus should not learn Torah. Tosfos already points out that, wait a second, we already used this pasuk of Hanek Dom. So if you look at Tosfos in Dibra Maskul Asri, he says the mashma shtika misheila shalom umi talmud Torah nami mashma besamach me Hanek Dom v'hada yicheskel noig avelus b'Hanek Dom u'bekol shar dvarim loya osa shayet zorech laharus b'ktsasvarim shuavav loya noig dinei avel el l'mashal. So Tosfos makes 2 points. First of all, he says Hanek Dom just means to be silent. So silence can include everything. It could include Sheila Shalom and Divrei Torah. So it's not a problem of learning two different halachas from one pasuk, because it just means to be silent, so you're silent from both. Then Tosfos is bothered. Wait a second. Why is it that by some of the things that Yecheskel does, we say, oh, an Avel must be also to do this because Hashem had to tell Yecheskel that you can do it. So otherwise, if an Avel weren't also to do it, meaning Yecheskel is the opposite of what an Avel does. And in other cases, we say, oh, if Yecheskel doesn't do it, then no other Avel could do it either. So Tosfos says, yeah, by certain things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yecheskel, you have to make it obvious that to some extent you're an Avel, but Afal Pikein, don't observe all the dinim of Avelus. So that's why some of the things Yecheskel Yechezkel does are a model for Avelus, and some of the things Yechezkel does are the opposite of Avelus. Those are the two points that Tosos makes. Now, when it comes to an Isser of Avel B'Divrei Torah, we know that it's not absolute, right? The Avel is also B'Divrei Torah, but he's allowed to learn Dvarim Haraim. He's allowed to learn a number of other topics that he's allowed to learn. So the Maritatz raises a question: how could an Avel be also B'Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is a mitzvah Saseh Da'oraisa. So how could the Avelus, which is only Durabanan, be Docha mitzvah Saseh Da'oraisa? Right? We mentioned before a three-way machlokas about Hilchas Avelus. Rov Rishonim at least hold that certainly all of Shiva is not Da'oraisa. That at most it's Avel Yom Rishon is Da'oraisa, but he's put from Talmud Torah for all 7 days. So it's one thing to tell me there's got to do Atifas Arosh and Shil Shalom and all these other things. These are Nihugei Avelus. But to not learn Torah, to take away a mitzvah d'oraisa, so he says, Maritat says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah could be mekuyim with kriyas shma shachris va'arvis, and if he wants to learn more than that, that's not a mitzvah same in a Torah, because that's going to be doch of the mitzvah of avelus. The Chemed quotes this Maritat, and he says he doesn't even understand the kasha, that an avel is pater, that even though an avel is pater from Talmud Torah, but he does learn dvarim arayim, so who told him that he's pater from being osik Dvarim Arayim, meaning maybe an Avil is not pater from Talmud Torah. An Avil is just not allowed to learn certain parts of Torah because Pikutei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. But those parts that he can learn, Hilchas Avelus and the Navi Yirmiyah and Eov and all of those Gemaras about those topics, all the Churban Agaritas and the Agaritas about Eov, so maybe he's obligated to learn Torah. So that's a question that the post can have. When we say that an Avil is allowed to learn Dvarim Arayim, is that a heter or is that a chiyuv? Meaning, do we say that he has the same chiyuv of Talmud Torah that everybody else has? He's just more limited in what he can learn in order to be mekayim that chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Or do we assume that no, that he's put from Talmud Torah, elamai, he has a heter, that if he wants to learn Dvarim Arayim, he's allowed to learn those Dvarim Arayim. So that's a significant discussion in the poskim about the nature of the Ptur of Avel from Talmud Torah. Menuda ma'u b'divrei Torah. What about a menuda? Does he learn Torah? So I'm Rav Yosef Tashma. Menuda Shona v'shonen lo. He could teach others and other divrei Torah, and other people could teach him. Niskar v'niskar in lo. He could be hired out to do malacha for other people, and he could hire others to do malacha for him. Muhram lo shona v'lo shonen lo. But if a person is in cherim, which is more chamer than a menuda, then he can't teach others or have others teach him. Lo niskar v'lo niskar in lo. Avol shonu la'atzmo sheli afsikus limudu. But he could learn on his own in order not to stop his limud. V'osel lo chanus ketana b'shul parnasas. So he can make a tiny little store just to make a bear, whatever he needs for bear, just to get by, but not to make a lot of money. And what does that mean? What kind of store should he open? He should sell water. He should open up a lemonade stand or whatever. He should sell water in Pakta Da Ravos, where they didn't have water available to them. So Shema Mina. So that's what we see, that he's Mutter B'Divrei Torah, because it says Shonim V'Shonim Lo when it comes to a Menuda. Mitzora ma'u b'divrei Torah. What about a mitzora? Is a mitzora allowed to learn Torah? So Tashma will bring a raya from a braisa that it says when Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael before they enter Eretz Yisrael that they're going to have to fulfill all of Torah and mitzvahs when they go into Eretz Yisrael, v'odatam l'vnecha l'vnei v'necha, and then it says Yom Asher Amad L'vnei Hashem L'kecha B'chorev. So we learn Mala Halon, just like the Yom Asher Amad B'chorev by Maimed Har Sinai. It's a Dav Yomi coincidence where in these Parshios of Maimed Har Sinai was Be'ema B'yira B'retes U'Bezia. It's one of the most often mispronounced words. Everyone always says Bezia. We have no evidence that they sweat profusely. Bezia means with trembling, that they were trembling at Maimon Har Sinai. So just like by Maimon Har Sinai, it says Vayara and Vayenu Vayamdu Mirachok, that they were trembling. So too, Vaudatam Levnei Vanecha, when it comes to learning Torah, also has to be with the sense of Eima, Yira, Retas, and Zia. So Mikan Amru, and based on that, if that's the experience of Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah has to be done with a certain sense of seriousness, a certain sense of trembling, Hazavin Vamitzorayim, Ubaalei Nidos, Mutarin, likros patar mevim ksavim v'lishlos b'medrash u'metal ba'alachs v'agados, that while it's true that zavin mitzaron and ba'alei nidos, even though they have a very serious form of tumah, they're allowed to learn all of these, they're allowed to learn Torah because they're be'ema and they're be'kovid rosh, because the zavin and mitzara are nervous about their machla, a ba'alei nidos nervous about his avera, but a ba'alei keri and asurim, but a ba'alei keri who is experiencing a time of kalus rosh, so he's also b'divrei Torah because his tumah comes from a sense of simcha and kalus rosh, so he's not experiencing ema yir eretas and zia, and therefore he doesn't learn Torah. So shema mina, you see that a mitzora is mutter b'divrei Torah, so that answers our question. Now when we say a balkeri does learn Torah, the ikar tam that a balkeri rather does not learn Torah, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis includes that as one of the takanas Ezra, that it was takanas Ezra that a balkeri doesn't learn Torah. So the lima that we have from this brisa, that it's because of ema yir eretas zia, and it's because of yom hashar mata l'fnei Hashem l'kechem b'chorev, that it's like the Harsinai experience should be the experience of learning Torah throughout, that must only be, Tosfos points out, that must only be an asmachta. But the real basis of a balkeri not learning Torah is a takanas Ezra. It's one of the many takanas Ezra that we have identified in Maseches Baba Kama. That takana is no longer intact. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Beis tells us that we were not able to be omid ba, and therefore Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Sim Peches Val, we say that there's no longer a takanas. The takanas Ezra is no longer intact. A balkeri is mutter belimadat Torah. It used to be that every time a man would have tashmish with his wife, he'd have to go to the mikveh the next morning before being able to go to Daf Yomishim, before being able to learn Torah, before being able to do anything. So that takana was taken away. So Avil also b'tichboses. An Avil is not allowed to be mechabes begadim. He's not allowed to do laundry during his avelus. Tichsiv, because the pasuk tells us after Avshalom ran away and Yoav was trying to convince David to bring Avshalom back, v'yishlach Yoav tekoa v'yikach misham isha chachama. So the way that Yoav worked it out to try to convince David was that he got this isha chachama v'yomer, he hired an actress basically, and he said to her, "Isablina v'livshina big day evel v'alta suchi shemen," that you should wear big day evel and you shouldn't anoint yourself with the oil. V'yisakish to say yamram misabelas al meis, and pretend that you're being misabel on a meis. So he tells her to wear big day evel. So it sounds like she's wearing dirty clothing. So you see that an avel is asr b'tichboses. What exactly was the story there? So the navi in Shmuel Beis in Prakim Yud Gimel Yud Dalid tell us the story that Amnon assaulted Tamar, and Avshalom couldn't stand Amnon because of that. So he sent his na'arim to kill him, and then Avshalom ran away to Gashur because he was afraid of David. He was afraid David would take revenge on him, and he stayed there for 3 years. And during that time, David had nechama about Amnon, and he wanted Avshalom to come back. And when Yoav saw that Yoav was the Sar Tzva David, he saw that David was upset, so he came up with a way to try to convince David to, you know, swallow his pride and bring Amnon back. So what did he do? He hired this woman, and he told her to go to David and to appear as an avel, as someone who's been in avelus for a long time, and to say that she's an almana and that she has two sons, and one of the sons killed the other son, and now the Bnei Mishpacha want to kill the Rotzeach, and she's asking the Melech to prevent it from happening so that she could have a Zecher Bar, she could have someone still left, she could have her other son. So the Melech is maskim that what she says is correct, and that the other son should survive and should not be killed. And then the woman says to him, "Oh, so too you shouldn't punish Avshalom, and you should bring Avshalom back to your house." This is apparently a common thing that they used to do to David. Apparently he fell for it, right? Meaning Nasan HaNavi did the same thing with David. You know, there was a man, a rich man and a poor man. They always come up with these halachic shailas, and they make David paskin on himself without realizing that he's paskining on himself. And that way you're going to bring Avshalom back in this case. So, but the point is, for our purposes, is that she had to wear a special begadim that indicated that she was in avelus. So you see that an avel is not allowed to do tichbos, is not allowed to wear clean clothing. Menudim mitzora and mayim b'tichbos. What about a menuda and a mitzora? So tashma menudim mitzora nasur l'saper l'chabish. Shma minatz beferish in the brisa that they're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry. Avel chayv b'kriya. An avel has to tear their clothing. So how do I know that? The karmel rachman of bnei Aaron, because Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the bnei Aaron after Nadav and Avihu die, lo tifrom with that. Bigdechem lo tifrom. They shouldn't tear their begadim. Mechal sounds like anyone but the Bnei Aaron would have to tear Kriya. Minuta Mal B'Kriya, take. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. Mitzara Mal B'Kriya, what about a Mitzara? Tashma, we bring a riot. Begod of you, Furum, Shima Quran, Shema Mina, says Beferish in the Pasuk that they should have torn clothing. So that's an obvious answer. That, and again, the Gemara is not really Mesupik about this, but we're just trying to keep it consistent that each Nihug, we're talking about an Avel, and then a Menuda, and then a Mitzara. So even though it's a Beferish Pasuk, we raise it as if it's a Shaila. Avel Chayev B'Kfiyas Amita, and Avel has to turn his bed upside down. How do I know that? The Tani Bar Kapara. That Hashem says, I've given a tzelem elokim to mankind, and in their averos they turned it upside down. So kafu mito sayin aleha. So therefore they have to do a kfiyas amita, which represents an inverting of the tzelem elokim. The Meiri writes that this is midivrei sofrim, it's ein lo smach min haTorah. There's no basis. But why dafka the mita? What does it have to do with the demus diyukni? What does it have to do with the tzelem elokim? So the Prisha writes that it's the Meiri rather writes that it's a place of menucha shel adam. It's where they used to always sit. It's a place of srara. It's a place of kavod. Sorry, that's the Prisha writes that in Yeridaya. The Yerushalmi says that that some have an additional line over here that a kafa hasir sur. That how does one generate a tzelem elokim by what one does in a mita? One is able to, a couple is able to generate a new tzelem elokim to create a baby. So therefore, when we're trying to show that we've diminished our tzelem elokim, we do a kfiyas amita. The Rambam says, the Rambam shita is in Ilchus Avel, that even if you turn over all the mitos shebabayis and you sleep on other people's mito or on a kise or al-gabe karka, you're not yotzi the chiv of kfiyas amita. You have to sleep on a mito kfuya. But the Rush says that even if you're kafa mitaso and you don't sleep on it, you sleep on al-gabe karka, you're yotzi the chiv. It's just about doing the kfiyas amita, but not actually sleeping on a Mita Kfuya. The Mukhe Yosef points out that throughout Shabbos Yimei Avelus, you sit and you eat on it, except for on Shabbos where you have to you put the bed back up in its normal position. So Tos points out we no longer do Kfiyas Amita because the Goyim are going to think that we're doing some sort of Kishuf. This is just, it looks too weird. They're going to think we're casting some sort of spell on them. So we don't do Kfiyas Amita. Furthermore, Tos says the way our beds are made, it doesn't make sense to do Kfiyas Amita anymore. It used to be that when they would do Kfiyas Amita, the bed would still work, but it would be a little less comfortable. Nowadays, what are you going to do? You turn your whole bed upside down, it doesn't work. It doesn't function as a bed anymore. You turn your mattress upside down, you didn't do anything. So we don't have it. It doesn't make sense to do Kfiyas Amita anymore. So that's what Tos points out, that we don't do Kfiyas Amita, and that's what Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideya, that we don't do Kfiyas Amita. Some of the Achronim suggest that we still try to do something to diminish the Tzelem Elokim, to show a diminishment of the Tzelem Elokim. So what do we do? So maybe that's where the minute comes from. We're going to see in all of these discussions about Avelus, we never have a halacha that you cover the mirrors. And yet in every Jewish Shiva house, they cover the mirrors. So where does that come from? So maybe that minna comes from this. It comes from the sense of Kriyas Amita that you're diminishing the Tzelem Elokim, that you don't have the reflection of the Tzelem Elokim in the Shiva house. And maybe that's why the minig is that they cover all the mirrors in the house, even though the Chora, it's only, you would think, it's only a din in the Avel. It's only a din in the Avel. But Kfiyas Amita is a din in the Beis HaAvel. There are certain halachos that are dinim of Avelus, and there are certain halachos that are dinim in Beis HaAvel. So since Kfiyas Amita is a din in the Beis HaAvel, if you assume covering the mirrors is a reflection of that, so then Kfiyas Amita, then you'd cover all the mirrors in the house. Avel also has yes malacha, and Avel doesn't do malacha. That we have this hekesh between Chag and Avelus, when the Navi Amos tells us about the death of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. So just like a Chag, by Chag we don't do Malacha, so too an Avel doesn't do Malacha. It's not necessarily the same Malachos, right? We don't have a list of Lamentas Malachos by an Avel, but at least it's an allusion to the idea that Avelim don't do Malacha. Menuda ma'u basiyas Malacha. What about Menuda? Some Rav Yosef Tashmak, Shamar also basiyas Malacha l'amr l'biyom, Avel b'layla mutu, that b'layla they're allowed to do Malacha. When we say Nilas HaSandal, it's only Be'ir, but Derech you're allowed to do Nilas HaSandal. So v'chein atamotzi b'menuda b'avel, and we find the same thing by Menuda and Avel. Samailavakulu, isn't it going on all of these halachas that we mentioned in the Brisa, even including the Yisr Vasiyas Malacha? So you see that in Menuda Zasa Vasiyas Malacha, lo, Ashara, no, maybe when it says V'chein HaTamotzi B'Menuda Ba'avel, it's going on the other dinim, on Atifas HaRosh, that in Menuda is Chayiv, but not going on Asiyas Malacha, so it's not a Raya. Tashma, Menuda Shona V'Shona Lo, Niskar V'Niskar Lo, we said a Menuda can teach Torah, learn Torah, can hire himself out, can hire other workers, so Shema Mina, so you see that he's allowed to do Malacha. Mitzorah Ma'av Asiyas Malacha Teku, the Gemara doesn't know whether Mitzorah is Mutar Asiyas Malacha or not. Avil Asa Berchitza, and Avil is not allowed to bathe. How do I know that? Tchsiv, Val Tasuchi Shemen, the Pasuk says, Val Tasuchi Shemen, so you see, in Avil is Asa Bersicha, Urchitza Bechal Sicha, and Rechitza is an offshoot of Sicha, so therefore it's something that you rub on your body, so therefore it's considered to be the same. Menuda ma'u beruchitza. What about a menuda bathing? Some Rav Yosef Tashmak, Shamra asa beruchitza lo amra al kol gufo. Al parav yad raglav mutter. That when it says that it's asa beruchitza, that's only kol gufo. You're not allowed to bathe your entire body. But to bathe your hands, your face, and your feet, that's going to be mutter. V'chenat ha-motzi b'menuda u'be'evel. And you find the same thing by a menuda and by an avel. My lava kulu, isn't that going on all of the dinim we just mentioned, including bathing? So you see a raya that a Menuda is not allowed to bathe, says more lo asha'ara. No, it can't be that v'cheina atamotsi b'menuda bavel is going on all of the halachos. No, it's only going on the rest of the dinim, but not on the yisur v'chitza. Mitzara ma'u v'chitza teku. Doesn't mitzara bathe? Gemara is not sure. Avel also b'nilas ha'sandal. And Avel doesn't do nilas ha'sandal. Commonly Rachman of the Cheskel, from the fact that Hashem tells Yecheskel when he tells him not to be knowing all the dinim of Avelus when his wife dies, that you should wear shoes. Sounds like everyone else who's in Avelos is not allowed to wear shoes. Menuda ma'av b'nilas sandal. What about a menuda? Does he wear shoes? Some Rav Yosef Tashma. K'shamru asa b'nilas sandal. When we say that by Tainis Tzibur, that you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, lo amra l'bi'ir, that's only locally. Aval b'derech, but if you're traveling on the road, mutter, then you're allowed to have nilas sandal. Ha'ketzad, yotza l'derech noel. When you go outside of the city and you're traveling, you put on your leather shoes. Nichnas l'ir cholet. When you go into the city, you take off your leather shoes. V'chein atamotzi b'menudo be'evel. And again, we find the same thing. The Brisa says, and you have the same dinim by a menuda and by an avel. My lava kulu. Isn't that telling us that all of the dinim apply by a menuda and an avel, including the yisur nilas hasandal? Says Mar lo asha'ara. No, it's not talking about all the dinim, only the rest of the dinim, but not the din of nilas hasandal. So mitzora ma'u b'nilas hasandal teku. Does a mitzora wear leather shoes? Gemara leaves that unresolved. Avil also b'tashma shamita. An avil is not allowed to have tashma shamita. D'chsiv v'yinochim David es Basheva ishto. Pasuk says after David's son that he had from Basheva died, so v'yinochim David es Basheva ishto v'yovo eleha, and pasuk says v'yishkavima, that after there was a nechama and the avilus was over, then they resumed marital relations. Mechald me'ikara aser. Sounds like up until that point they were not allowed to have tashma shamita. But menudama b'tashma shamita. Is a menuda permitted to have tashma shamita? The Rishon were bothered. You're not allowed to get within dalet amos of a menuda, so it's going to be very hard for him to have tashma shamita if no one's allowed to go within dalet amos of the menuda. So the Ritva says that means other than his nuclear family, his wife and his children are allowed to get within dalet amos. Other Rishonim say maybe not his children even, but ishto kigufo, his wife is allowed to be within dalet amos. So that's why it's a shaila at least whether a menuda can have tashma shamita. So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, call us and Shem Shoy Yisrael b'midbar. Menudinayu, that the entire time the Jewish people were in the Midbar, we were menudin l'shamayim, v'shim shumita sayin, but we continued to have children, so obviously there was tashma shamita going on. So I'm like, Abai, v'dum menudin l'shamayim shayni to kill, maybe it's more kal when it's a menudin l'shamayim and it's not a menuda to a base. It says more kill, v'hamrit chamer. It's more kal when it's a menudin l'shamayim. Didn't we just say the opposite? So svukim misafkale, zil hacha kamar chle, v'zil hacha kamar chle. It's different. We don't know if it's more kal or more chamer, but either way, you're not going to have a raya from menudin to regular nidui, because it could be that it's different, and we're not sure if it's more chum or more kal. Mitzora ma'av tashramita. Does a mitzora have tashramita? Tashma detanya. V'yashu michutz alo sheik menudo ke'evel v'asu b'tashramita ve'ein alo el ishtal. He's asu b'tashramita. Alo refers to his wife. How do I know that? Shenamra, because after Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe lechem or lehem shuvu lechem lo alechem. Go tell the Jewish people they can go back to their oel, meaning they go back to their wives. So shema mina. So you see that a Mitzara Zasa B'tash Shamita V'nifsha Nami L'Menudo. Why isn't this a good raya that a Menudo Zasa B'tash Shamita? Because it says Sheik Menudo Ke'evel and Zasa B'tash Shamita. So isn't that a raya? Some Rav Huna Breda Pinchas B'Shred Rav Yosef Mi Katani She'asu. Does it say that Sheik Menudo Ke'evel who is Zasa B'tash Shamita? No. Sheik Menudo Ke'evel, it says that Shemi like a Menudo and Ke'evel B'mili Achrinasa with other matters. And also, Vasunami, B'tash Ramita, and a Mitzorah has an additional halacha that he's also B'tash Ramita, but not necessarily that a Menuda is also B'tash Ramita. Avel ain't a Mishaleh Karbonosav, and Avel is not allowed to send Karbonos to be brought in the base of Mishnah. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlomim, Bizman Shu Shalim, Vlo Bizman Shu Onen. A person is only allowed to bring Karbon Shlomim when he is Shalim, but not when he's an Onen. Menuda Maoshe Shalach Karbonosav, can a Menuda send Karbonos? Amr Avel Sim Tashma, Kalosav, Shalom 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 Menudan Hayu, we brought Karbonos when we were in the Midbar and we were Menudah L'Shamayim at that time. No, maybe Menudah L'Shamayim is different because maybe it's more Kal when it's Menudah L'Shamayim. Kill V'Amrit Chamer. What do you mean more Kal? It's more Chamer. Again, we're not sure if it's more Kal or more Chamer, but it's at least different. And Mitzorah Maoshi Yishal Karbonos. So what about a Mitzorah sending Karbonos? Tashma, we bring a Raya. The Tanya V'Achar Tarasa. The Pasuk describes a Kohen who became Tamei L'Meis. It says, after his Tara, Sa'achar Prishosu Min HaMeis, after he separates from a mace, Shivas Yom Yisprilo, they count 7 days. Se'elu Shivas Yom Yisfiro. There's no 7 day count by regular Tamei Meis. This must be referring to the Sfira of a Mitzorah. U'biyombo El-Kodesh Al-Chatzar Pnim Sarish Ba'Kodesh Yakriv Chatoso, That's a reference to the Asiru Seifa that a Kohen brings Div Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bivo'o Yakriv, Bizman Sharoi Labia Roi Lakrava. That only when he's Bivo'o, only when he's Ra'ui to come into the base of Mikdash, is he Ra'ui to send the Karban. Bizman Shein Roi Labia, Ein Roi Lakrava. But if he's not Ra'ui himself to go, then he cannot be Mishaleach Karbonosov either. So from Rabbi Shimon, we learn that a Mitzorah is not allowed to even be Shaleach Karbonos to the base of Mikdash. Tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Tazayinam Ralph Amar Rava Min Nolan. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Have a good day.